From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,103rd consecutive performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, The Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ernest Tubb.
The tears I've cried for you could fill an ocean, but you don't care how many tears I cried. And though you only lead me on and hurt me, I couldn't bring myself to say goodbye. 'Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's baby. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool. Oh, Leon. Someday you'll find someone you really care for. And if his love should prove to be untrue, you'll know how much this heart of mine is breaking. You'll cry for him the way I've cried for you. 'Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's baby. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool.
That's our star, the Texas Troubadour himself, with one of his great numbers, Everybody's Somebody's Fool. Well, thank you, Ernest, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, with Thanksgiving out of the way, we're all set for another night of music and fun, featuring such Opry notables as Cousin Minnie Pearl, Archie Campbell, String Bean, Chet Atkins, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, and presenting as our guests on the show, those three young lads who do such a fine job of singing, Tom, Paul, and the Glazer Brothers.
Yes, the neighbors and Tom, Paul, Jim, and Chuck will be with us in just a few minutes to sing one of their fine songs. But right now, I want you to take just a few minutes to listen to the problems of a good friend of mine. Yes, and none other than brother Archie Campbell.
How are you, Ernest?
Pretty good, Arch.
Football fans from Knoxville. I'll tell you, I'm glad they're feeling good. I've got a problem, Ernest. Terrible problem. I wonder if you could help me with it.
Well, I'll sure try, Arch, if you'll just tell me what it's all about.
Well, it's woman trouble, as usual.
Again?
Yeah. I came home three nights ago and found my wife in another man's arms.
Oh, no.
A fella by the name of Eddie Parker. Standing there hugging my wife. And, well, needless to say, I was upset, Ernest.
I can imagine.
So I started to talk to him about it, and he suggested we go down to the restaurant and have a cup of coffee and talk it over. So we did.
That's a sensible thing.
Then I come home the next night, lo and behold, there is the same guy hugging my wife again.
No.
I looked at him, and I said, "What on earth are you two doing?" My wife looked at him. She said, "See, I told you he was stupid." Of course, it was a stupid question. You could see what they was doing, and I was upset again, of course. So he suggested that we go down to the restaurant and talk it over and have another cup of coffee. And we did.
Another cup of coffee.
Last night I came home, the same thing happened, same guy, and we went down to the restaurant and had another cup of coffee.
Well, Archie, I think I follow you, but just what is your particular problem now?
I just wondered if you think, am I drinking too much coffee?
Oh!
I mean, late at night like that, it's a little bad. That's the most absent-minded woman I've ever seen in my life, too. It's my wife. I came home the other night and sneaked in the back door, you know, and I crept up behind her and put my arms around her and I kissed her on the ear. And before she could think, she said, "You'd better watch out, buddy. My husband will be home in a minute." And before I could think, I jumped out the window. Fell and broke my contract. No, it didn't hurt me very much. I had on my light fall suit. And that woman, that wife of mine, has got the poorest memory I've ever seen in my life. She can't ever find her glasses. She's all never remembers where she left her glasses after she empties them. But we get along fine, though, Ernest, I'll tell you that. There's one woman, there's nothing in the world I wouldn't do for her, and there's nothing in the world she wouldn't do for me.
Right, well, that's the way it'll be.
That's the way it's been ever since we've been married. We do nothing for each other.
Oh.
And believe you me, that woman is money crazy. All she wants is money from morning till night. First it's $25, then she wants $50, then she wants $100.
Archie, what in the world does she do with all that money?
I don't know. I don't ever give her any.
Oh.
Thank you, football fans.
Archie sure does have a time for himself, don't you, Grant?
Well, he does that, Ernest. Sometimes I wonder how he gets himself so involved. But now that he's gone, what do you say we bring our guests out here?
That's a good idea, Grant. And neighbors, we have not one, but three guests for all you folks this evening, so let's make them welcome right now. Tom Paul and the Glazier Brothers. Having a nice hand for the boys. Well, Tom, Paul, and Jim and Chuck, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. And say, by the way, Chuck, they tell me that you're just fresh out of service. Is that true?
It is for a fact, Ernest, and it feels mighty good to be back here on the stage of the Old Rhyme.
Well, it's mighty good to have you here, too, and I know just how you feel, boys. But now, how about a great song from you boys, I believe you just recorded this and just has been released. Tom Paul and the Glazier Brothers with one of their newest releases, Sweet Love, Goodbye. Fellas.
Sheltered my heart, now don't stay. Goodbye, sweet love,
Say the last Thursday was just about the nicest day in your life.
That's right, Grant. You know, it's just one of those wonderful days when everything went right. We had ourselves one of those old-fashioned big Thanksgiving Day dinners, and everybody was on time, and everybody was happy. And afterwards, when we got around to talking turkey, my missus had one of those big tins of Prince Albert for all of us pipe smokers to dig into.
Well, Ernest, everybody likes turkey, that's for sure. You know something else? Most everybody likes Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Pipe smokers and making men, that is. Pipe smokers just naturally go for that mild and mellow PA flavor, that downright satisfying taste that makes for a perfect smoke. And roll your own fans, swear by Prince Albert because it rolls easy, stays put, and smokes cool and satisfying.
Always fresh. Prince Albert is crimp cut to pack right and burn steady and even without hot spots.
The proof is in the puffin', and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor that's most favored in the USA.
Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Well, so now it's time for a little dancing, and leading the way is Tommy Jackson with all those old fiddle and Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Floggers to do a little dancing for us. Jimmy, no, Jimmy.
Don't end up in Turkle left it, you run and bite, and the cold you left it, you don't see those. Right foot up, left foot down, left leg, big foot down, look out, boy, don't be long, get your gun and pump it on. Round and round, head come down, left head, big foot charge the ground. One, two, two, three, four, that's all it is, this ain't no more. All around, take him down, that's all it is, this ain't no more.
Thank you, Tommy and dancers. That was real fine. But now, Ernest, it's hymn time on the show, and since you are the star, this is your spot.
Thank you, Granny. There's nothing I like better than singing the old-time hymns that most of us learned when we were just youngsters and have never forgotten. Here's one that's been a favorite of mine for a long, long time, and I certainly hope it's a favorite of yours. If you feel like helping out, well, just join in and do so. One called Stand By Me, fellas. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. When amidst tribulation, stand by me. When amidst tribulation, stand by me. When the foes of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. When amidst faults and failures, stand by me. When amidst faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. Thank you so very much. It's a real pleasure to sing for so many nice people.
Well, speaking of nice people, Ernest, our next entertainer, just about one of the nicest I know, and he's a fine guitar player. Just to prove what I say, here's Chet Atkins and his guitar and Little Rock Getaway. Chet. Thank you.
Chet Atkins and that big guitar of his with the Little Rock Getaway. Thank you, Chet. Thanks for making tonight's show such an enjoyable one. Which brings us around to another spot in the show that I always enjoy, because it's time when we present Miss Grand Ole Opry herself, that yakety-yak gal from Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I just come back from Chicago. I was up there last night, and this morning I was on Eddie Arnold's show. He's got an NBC show at 7 o'clock in the morning, and boy, I tell you, I had the best time, met more cute fellers and folks. Got a telegram here from some of them. They said they're listening in tonight. Bless their hearts. And, oh, I just had such a good time. But I'll tell you right now, I never go up to one of them big cities. I don't think about what Uncle Nabob said. He said, why, one time he was up there in New York City, and he was sitting on one of them park benches up there. And one of them smart aleck New York fellers come up to him and said, all right, feller, what you doing? Sitting up here on this bench. Uncle Nabob says, I'm accounting pigeons. And the feller says, well, you don't know it, but there's a log in that up here. Says, I'll have to charge you a dollar for every pigeon you've counted. And Uncle Nabob said, you know what I done? Said, I give him $20. And I sure got that feller when I done that. I told him I just counted 20, and I bet you I counted 75 or 100. And he said, I sure got him, boy, oh boy. Well, I was in New York City one time, and a feller tried to sell me Brooklyn Bridge. He did? I got him. Shoot, I know better than that. Uncle Nabob bought Brooklyn Bridge 25 years ago. He told me about it. Well, he didn't actually sell it to him. Uncle Nabob swapped him for it. Uncle Nabob swapped him a sack of He swapped him a sack of cuckleburrs and told him there's porcupine eggs. He did, sure enough. That's what Uncle did. Well, sir, though, I tell you, these folks in the city, you know, I've had several of them fellers now act smart with me. One of them told me up there in one of them big cities that them little round things there in the middle of the street, you know, down there on the street, said there's manhole covers. I've looked under many of them things, and there ain't a man under a single one of them. I know. They can't fool me. I'm too smart for them. Well, sir, though, Uncle Nabob and brother, I always love to talk about him, but I want to tell you one thing about brother. We was talking about this the other night up the house. And brother, I never will forget what happened to him. He come up here to Nashville with some fellas from Grinder Switch one night, long time ago, when brother was just a young feller. And they come up here, and they stayed at a hotel, and they had never stayed at a hotel before. And the fellas all went out and stayed late. It must have been 8:30 or 9. And brother got sleepy before the rest of them did, and he come back, and they's all staying in the same room, and brother wanted to lock the door, but he didn't want them to wake him up when they come in, the rest of them, you know. So it was one of them keys you could lock from either side. So brother locked the door and throwed the key over the transom so they wouldn't wake him up when they come in, you know. But they did anyway. They woke him up when they come in, and they shook him, and they said, you oughtn't to have locked yourself up here in this room. What would you have done if there'd been a fire? Brother said, I wouldn't have went. Bye now. See you next week.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ernest Tubb with a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and the puffin', and the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and the puffin', and the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And making men, being crimp cut, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And like I sang, the proof is in the puffin'. PA proves right off that it has mild and mellow flavor. So roll your next cigarette with Prince Albert.
Yes, Yes, sir. And now it's time that we had another song from our three guests. So here they are, neighbors, back once more. Tom, Paul, and the Glazier Brothers with another of their fine numbers. One called Same Old Memory. Boys, are you ready? The Glazier Brothers.
You said that you'd come back and start all over. Our love would be the way it used to be. But you just want me when there are your game, so you come back to me.
The same old memories are back, just like they were before. The same old memories, and every time they hurt me more.
You're happy when my heart is on its knees,
but then with the same old the same old memories are back, just like they were before. The same old memories, and every time they hurt me more.
You're happy when my heart is on its knees,
again with the same old memory.
Ah, thank you, fellas. That was mighty, mighty fine. Now here's another of our grand old Opry regulars, the old Kentucky Wanderer himself, String Bean, playing one of his great records, 20 cent cotton and 90 cent meat. Come in, Bean.
Well, 20 cent of cotton and a 90 cent meat. Now, how in the world does poor folks eat? Shoes up high and the cotton down low. How in the world gonna raise the dough? Soul wore out and the shoes run down. The old slouch hat with a hole in the crown. Backs nearly broken and the fingers all sore. Cotton gone down, never rise no more. Wait, 20 cents of cotton, $25 pants. Now who in the world's got a chance? Can't buy no clothes, can't buy no meat. Got too much cotton and not enough to eat. Well, 20 cents of cotton and a 9 cent meat. How in the world us poor folks eat? Shoes up high and the cotton down low. How in the world gonna raise the dough? Well, 20 cent of cotton and a carload of tax, a load too heavy for our pullback. We're a good set of farmers, we all know well, but there's something wrong as sure as well, well. We all work hard, we groan and sweat, but we never make enough to pay our debt. Fish quit biting and the rabbit run the fast, about another mess of peas, that'll be my last. Well, you grab up your hog, you take them into town, all to get 10 or 12 cents a pound. Very next day, you have to buy it back, 90 cents a pound in a paper sack. Yeah, no use talking any man's beef, 20 cent cotton and 90 cent meat.
Oh, wonderful. String Bean, 20 cent cotton and 90 cent meat. Thank you, boy. I know you're going to sell a lot of those records. Right now, you know, Christmas is almost here, neighbors, and we've had some requests for this song, so I'd like to try to sing it for you now. My favorite of the Christmas songs called Blue Christmas. So blue, thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas. Christmas, that's certain. And when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas up white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Oh, Leona. I mean, Pete. I'll have a blue Christmas, I know, dear. I hope your white Christmas brings you cheer. And when you say your prayers on this Christmas Eve, will you feel the same, dear, as when you prayed with me? And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas up white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Folks, before we go, I'd like to thank all of you for being here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And you'll be listening next week when Flat and Scruggs will be heading up to the great show with George Hamilton IV along as their special guest. Till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks a million, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now but enjoying it less? Then you should change to Camels. Have a Camel cigarette, so have a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, have a Camel cigarette.
If you are smoking more now but enjoying it less, change to Camel. Get complete smoking satisfaction each and every time you light up. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
So have a real cigarette. Have a Camel cigarette.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.